three of us are back.
Hi.
Besties together.
It feels so good and normal.
Feels great.
I mean, I just got back from Mexico. We were in Mexico this episode. It just felt correct.
You really never leave.
I know. It was nostalgia moments after returning.
Okay, well, it's time.
It's time.
It's actually time.
Here we go.
There's no more teasing. There's no more me getting ahead of myself.
No more edging from the edgelord.
I'm a fucking edgelord. We are, for reasons that will become apparent in the near future.
Yes.
We are very excited to announce our new brand, our new name, new year, new us.
Yes.
Yes.
Mid-season.
So moving forward, we are now going to be called... I like this. It's just very important to us to show our love for the show.
And to keep it positive.
And to be real.
I think we'll always hate The Bachelor.
Yeah,
but...
truly.
But do I like this?
Hating The Bachelor is our origin story.
It's true.
Yeah. Our villain origin story.
We've had the feedback, we've heard the feedback, and we're here to grow and change. And that's what we're here to do.
And we're like silly goofy.
We're quite possibly the silliest and
goofiest. When you're silly and goofy, you gotta pivot.
We're always growing, we're always changing, evolving.
So, moving forward, you can catch us on Instagram at I like this with three M's.
Three M's.
And the email is now I like this podcast at gmail.com with three M's.
Three
baby.
M's.
Instagram handle? Three M's.
I like this.
So much.
I just fucking love it. So much. What I don't love is an episode without Maria. What's the point?
I know.
I couldn't be more bored.
I was so sad to miss her at all, and then to miss her departure.
Yeah, rough.
It felt incorrect.
That was hard for you.
It felt funerary.
Well, we did title the episode In Memoriam. Jess is rubbing her temples.
Yeah. It was such a boring episode. And it's fuck week.
It's...
Oh!
These bitches
the
gonna get...
fantasy.
Dick down.
It's usually the best week.
It's my favorite
week. I would say at least two of the three got dick down. At least. Maybe three out of three.
Well, we think one's a hand job.
Yes. A vigorous hand job. Because she didn't want to go home. Yeah.
Well, two out of three ain't bad, okay?
Oh,
what was bad tonight were the outfits.
You guys, I don't want to be dramatic, but the episode where Joel and I trashed every look ever made, it's worse.
This is worse.
Like, how do you get worse?
This is the night of 1,000 ugly green dresses.
It unfortunately is. Sorry, babes, but...
There wasn't a single good one.
I can't think of anything that made me go, oh, I like this dress.
Let's revisit this later on.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big on the branding. Big on the branding.
Big on the branding. So we're in Tulum. It's overnights week. Fuck week. And we open with ugly outfits.
Ugh.
But a nice outfit from Joey.
Nice on the top.
Nice on the top.
Linen-y.
Linen, open
breezy.
White shirt. The blue shorts, you know I love blue. So
they're
I enjoy
fine.
It.
They were just a little
but
jarring.
They were a bit jarring with the outfit. I would have loved like a tan.
Yeah.
You know, something a little bit less fluorescent.
Even
maybe.
A black.
Yeah.
Speaking of fluorescent, our first guest to the episode today is Susan.
Susan.
Oh, I love it. This is a treat.
I'm sorry. Wait. Say her name.
Oh.
The way it's meant to be.
Oh, you mean Susan.
Susan. Otherwise, our fans won't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, sorry. You may know her as Susan only.
I really like that we get a little flashback to last season. Two seasons ago, last season.
It was last season.
It was last season. Wow.
Yeah.
And like,
feels like a year.
I felt like we always want Susan. Always, whenever they're willing to give her to us, which is frequent.
I'll take more Susan.
More Susan.
I think these women have hit the jackpot by being flown to Tulum for approximately 7 minutes of screen time.
And I wish that the rest of the cast got to meet her, but just Rachel tonight.
Well,
which we're not mad about because Rachel is our favorite one.
Faves picking faves.
Rachel is our favorite one.
Real recognize real.
Seriously. So the Golden Bachelorette ladies are here to give their... We didn't make it to the final advice, except for Leslie.
But like, Leslie should not have been there.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
But
yeah. I was like, yes, Susan makes sense. She is a fan favorite.
She's a hype girl.
Yes.
Yes.
It was amazing. I did notice that all of the women, not the older women, but the finalists here, all three wearing cross necklaces in this opening.
Yes.
Jesus was around us.
He was there with them.
He, capital H, he was with us.
In the room. In the room. In Tulum. I will say that he was not with our girl when she jumped off the
third story.
No, there was no Lord protection there. That is for damn sure.
Maybe it was. That was the protection.
Oh my God.
He hath spoken.
So, yeah, of the three dates, Rachel was first.
Yes.
Now, in terms of fuck week, I would like to be first.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Yes. I think first, rough place to start.
Notoriously not the one who wins.
No, but yeah. I... Do you want to be last?
Absolutely not.
No.
But and also middle?
Sandwiched in the middle? Ooh, no.
Like, I'm pretty exhausted after third day in a row having sex. Like, I'm not on my best game. Like, that's why night one, I feel like, is my best game. That's maybe true. Maybe night two.
Agree.
Night two, you're into it.
You're warmed up.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have an inspirational chat with Susan. Love to see her. She looks great in blue. Probably the best look of the night.
Honestly, real.
Yeah.
She has great, like, big statement earrings.
Yes,
she looks amazing.
And then off they go into the forest,
the wilderness,
to jump into a lily pad pond,
which we have seen before.
Yes,
very recently.
It's the cenote.
Yes. Thank you for
a favorite location.
Our culture correspondent.
Yeah.
Batch Nation past. This is...
Yeah.
Yes.
Jojo. You guys saw Jojo.
Jojo for sure.
But like, was it last season or the season before? We got it. We just
like,
got
I'm envisioning like Zach jumping off something.
Maybe.
And I don't know if they were all in Tulum.
And
but...
who was taking the leap? Someone had to take the leap. Do you know what I mean?
It was hard for them. It was hard for them. They were nervous. I can't remember who it was though.
I think it was Zach's season, you're right.
Is a cursed cenote.
Well...
And I'm pretty sure that we were talking about this. We think that JoJo got broken up at this cenote.
Yeah.
Or at least near.
Near.
Yeah.
Rachel almost dies. Ripped her jaw off.
Jesus. I'm not even sure how that happens.
Sent to the hospital.
Yeah. I'm fine. No, you're not fine, babe.
Ruins the date.
Yeah. Feels pretty bad about it, too.
I mean, I wasn't saying she ruined it. Like, the injury does.
Yeah.
But I feel for her.
Yeah. And a nurse and doesn't want to go to the hospital? What?
Joel, that's a whole new perspective I don't even think about.
No. I think she should
be.
She's
too tough. She's too tough.
Hospital enthusiast.
Episode of Grey's Anatomy. She goes in, she goes, I know what I'm doing here, actually. I need 3 cc's.
I need x-rays. I need stat.
Pass me the scalpel. Yeah. Stat.
So her jaw's not broken.
Poor girl. Not even bruised.
Or maybe just swollen.
She was not talking, though. Like her, you could see she wasn't opening her mouth.
She was
fully
in pain.
Unwell.
She was in pain. And it was. Very ironically, right at the sign that said, love is a leap of faith.
That was an editing choice, for sure.
Breaks her job.
10 out of 10. Our editors, daytime Emmy, I'm telling you.
They're trying hard.
But she's fine. They do an assessment, x-ray. She's all good. She's cleared. And they go to dinner.
Which to me would be like a great opportunity to move on.
Yeah.
Some of us maybe can't, Rachel.
do we sense a bit of self-sabotage here,
just
Rachel?
Just a teeny teensy weensy tiny bit. Do you know who would have just gone to the hospital and right got back out of there and then jumped and went on ATV? Maria.
Probably Kelsey as well. She would do anything for Joey.
Yeah. They would drive the ATV to the hospital and then just hop right back on.
They would actually drive the ATV off the jump into the cenote.
Into the cenote. Yeah, she is wearing a brown satin dress, and
is
I will
brown
say,
the right word
first,
to use?
I thought it was brown.
It was brown.
It was very just like
dark brown,
neutral.
Nah.
Yeah, it was just very earthy neutral.
It wasn't a pretty dress.
I would say, in hindsight, because hindsight is 2020.
Famously.
That's what I always say. This might have been the best dress of the episode. And we did not like this dress.
No, we did not.
By comparison,
after looking at all of the others.
I think you'd be right.
I think it's the right one. Yeah, it's the best one.
I unfortunately think you'd be right.
It's a
rough day out there.
Rough day out there.
Truly.
Rough.
They're sitting on the couch. She's crying because she can't get over. She feels like she ruined the whole day.
And he's being perfect.
Okay.
Once again.
Joseph.
Just like the most like lovely, reassuring... Gorgeous boy.
I'm going to start wearing a cross necklace because if Joey can be if there's a nice straight man out there, maybe God is real.
That's true. That's maybe true.
Catch me fucking with a tiny chain and a tiny cross.
This is so brave.
Thank you.
Just at church on Sunday.
Leviathan 3:18 in my bio coming your way. Stone Cold Steve Austin 3:15, like it's coming, like it's on its way.
So okay. she's getting vulnerable. She breaks down a little bit. She's worried about the other women.
But like about what?
The process. Literally just what she signed up for.
Yeah.
I think that you can see, you see the light go from his eyes. He's
over it.
He loses interest. He definitely loses interest.
Yeah. He's a very good listener and you can tell when he's into it and you can tell when he's not.
Yeah. You really can.
And I don't think he wants to talk about the other women, but she does.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's awkward for him and awkward for her to bring up.
She spends too much time talking about the other women, though. It's really...
Yeah, it's... Not babe, good. Need to move on.
Yeah.
Babe.
Rachel, you're all we have now. Yeah. Really. Like, we're fucking hanging on by a thread here. Buck up.
He still gives her the overnight card because he's like, well, we're here.
Went into Tulum.
Baby.
You almost broke your jaw.
Slack jaw in hospital visit. Yeah. Ain't making this dick soft, let me tell ya.
And then they wake up together. I don't think they had sex. I don't.
I don't know. It was, at first they looked pretty blissful together, but then again, after seeing him with the other two women, right. Who I'm certain he had sex with.
This was lukewarm. Yeah.
It's hard for me to have an opinion as someone who has not had sex in a very long time, so I forget what it looks like when you've had sex.
Yeah. A boring inversion.
Yeah. Well, to go with Jesus.
Yeah.
It's exactly. hand in hand.
For Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celibate by choice.
I only spread my legs for Jesus. You're exactly right. But yeah, at first I was like, oh, they did. And then, yeah, he definitely was not. Watching the hindsight is 2020, so I've heard. Her overnight date of the three was the shortest, the worst. There was no really morning after. They didn't have breakfast together.
What was the best of the three was her negligee was the best of the three.
That is correct.
She looked...
Her little black
the
baby
black
doll.
Two-piece. Yeah.
Very cute.
Very gorgeous.
Very cute. I'm actually, like, surprised. That was pretty risque for her.
It was.
And
which
she
I liked.
Just looked flawless. Yeah. So beautiful.
She always does.
Well, there was no
she
makeup to does. Smudge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't so wear any.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
She's just gorgeous.
No mascara under those eyes.
Fresh-faced.
Beautiful. And she's in love with him, she says.
She said. And we don't get any commentary from him. He just basically says...
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I'm really grateful that you shared that with me.
Yes, I'm so appreciative.
Which is kind of what Maria said before she got sent home last week. Yeah.
Oh, what did you think of her purple dress?
Oh, my God.
Isn't it so nice?
Yeah, it was quite short.
Thank you. Don't you think a true gown should hit the floor?
I liked it.
I think a true gown should hit the floor.
And I think that's one of the prettiest colors she could ever wear.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. And we're back. Maria's not even on this episode. She's in.
No, I will not apologize for a Maria tangent. Ever. And you shouldn't either.
I never will. She's my permanent tangent.
We're known for consistency, and this is just it.
We pick one girl we like, and I have not seen another woman since. Right. And before Maria, it was Tayshia.
Yeah.
Now, never heard of her.
Rachel's the only one that he doesn't say anything to about falling or anything about love. So that's already a red flag.
He ain't tripping.
No.
This is the last we see of her. And I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw her again.
Yeah, like, did she? She
will there be a rose ceremony?
Dissipated into the ether.
What is next? And then swiftly we move on to Kelsier.
Yeah. Well, one part of Kelsier. Outfit check. Love the cropped, tiny...
Cropped sweater with the skirt.
Very cute.
Super cute.
It wasn't my babe.
I liked it a
lot. Of the episode, what else are you working with, babe?
I know.
Like, give me an office gown or give me nothing at all.
Oh my God. You know what? At least there were no office gowns this episode.
True. I really liked the cropped sweater. Very Aritzia vibes,
big
for
fan.
Sure.
Yeah, very that.
It was really good.
I just feel like knit, that type of knit in Mexico seems blasphemous to me. But
it's
I know
not
it was a crop.
Real, and it's not real.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
It's
you're right.
Very breathable.
Also, Jessica shivers in 30-degree weather, so we should really be asking her, would you wear a crop sweater in Mexico?
I would.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
You're currently in a winter jacket sitting on my couch.
I am, If anyone hears the rustling, it's not a sleeping bag. It's my jacket.
It's quilted.
It's my quilted puffer
every
jacket.
Episode, Jess comes over every week and brings her own fucking blanket to sit underneath, and she didn't bring it this week, and she's regretting it.
I was at the office. I didn't bring a blanket to office. Can you imagine? Just have to go to my friend's house after. It's like a freezer in there.
And then in walks Leslie.
And at first we're like, yes.
We were so excited to see her.
We were pumped to see Leslie.
Snaps for Leslie.
We love Leslie.
And then...
Bitter Leslie came out.
She says, girl, you're in danger.
Guard girl, and protect that heart.
You know, you have to choose. But I was choosing, and I chose wrong.
Let me just... A quote is from Leslie, direct from Leslie's mouth. You may not be it.
She says, never forget that you might not be chosen.
Just remember that you're one of three.
Just remember that you could lose.
Just like this is the worst time to start with new doubts.
It's the funniest thing. She says, I wish I hadn't been so confident, and you shouldn't be so confident either.
Can you believe that?
Never let your final wall down. Keep that little voice in your head, girl.
She said, guard and protect your heart forever.
And then she said, bye.
Yes, well, and enjoy yourself.
And they commiserate about their dead mothers, and then she leaves.
Yes.
It was really a very negative all-around conversation for Kelsier.
It was terrible advice.
Yeah.
Bad.
But very good viewing.
Very good, yeah. The television, like, I love Leslie. I mean, it probably wasn't exactly what they wanted. Or it was exactly what
they
wanted.
Yeah, because I think that they are trying to make us think that Kelsey
is gonna leave when she's the one.
She's not the one.
I think she's the one.
They don't want us to, they want to lead us in one direction. And then it's always
the Maria direction's gone, so where else are we going?
Exactly. We're floundering.
The void.
Yeah.
I'm drowning.
But now we have the dates. Okay, so Thomas, what did you think of her braids in her hair?
I said, good morning, Pippi Longstocking, is what I said.
You said Pippa.
I did say Pippa Longstocking. You know, if you guys are in, the royal family is having a total meltdown right now, and it's incredible to watch. Where is Kate Middleton? Charles, never seemed to be found. Camilla, left the throne.
And we want to know. We'll report on it.
We are so boots on the ground with the royal family.
The royal family right now? The royal family right now? I like this.
I want to be very clear. I hate the monarchy. I love gossip and drama. So absolutely. I'm here for photoshopped images. I'm here for human doubles in cars and bad paparazzi photos. I'm here for murders. I'm in.
You're here for murders.
Someone on Twitter said, this is the real Game of Thrones. And I said, diva.
Correct.
I'm in.
It is. Correct. I'm in. Love that show.
But yes, Kelsey did give Pippi Longstocking vibes with her two braids.
So, ugly braids. What about the yellow cross top?
I don't even want to talk about
twist
it.
Twist top?
Well, first of all, shame on both of you for thinking it could have been nice for a second.
I didn't.
I did. Listen, I was trying to give her some grace, okay? But yes, it was terrible. And I believe, I can't remember which one of you said that she has no style.
Me.
Joel.
Yeah, Joel.
I think she has none. Her best look by far this episode was just the bikini top.
Yeah.
The string bikini top.
It
basic.
Often is, though. We do love a woman in a bikini.
It was pretty.
Yeah.
She looked great. She looked like sitting on the boat from the waist up.
We are so objective when it comes to...
And through all this adversity about her look, I think she's the one after this date.
And I just want to make it very clear that according to her TikTok, she's very cool, okay?
She's super cool.
She's cool.
And funny.
And so fucking funny.
The horses find her so funny.
We're such bullies.
Okay, so now we go to the dinner where we see...
Babe, what happened?
First of all, we were on a boat for like an hour and a half.
That was just outfits.
Okay, well, if you know anything about your best friend sitting here, she loves a boat.
I love a boat. We're going to talk about it. Boats.
It was not sunny.
No.
No, but then they kept showing us the beach and it was bathed in sunlight. And I was like, these are different days.
Yeah, these are stock images.
Well, Leslie brought the storm with her and projected the grayness over the day.
I thought the boat was really fun, especially when they were jumping in the water and there was no injuries.
And I was saying, what if she just slipped and hit her head and it was two injuries in two days?
It did feel like too soon.
Joey, to be
jumping in water again.
Yeah, Joey had PTSD.
This is where we started to notice, something's going on here. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a strong connection.
Yeah, they were all over each other.
They were, and like lots of little kisses.
And I feel like this has been hidden from us. We have not seen this much affection.
The famous misdirection.
Yeah, they've really been giving us something different.
From a 13th century bathhouse to here.
Yeah.
Can you believe?
For the gays.
From Malta and beyond. Okay.
Now we can go to dinner.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk about this ugly green dress.
the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. This is worse than Daisy's yellow dress.
Ooh, I don't know.
The one with the thing at the bottom.
I don't know. I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
When Joey saw that, he physically recoiled.
Yeah. It was foul.
It's true.
This did look like something that my mom would wear.
Classic.
Definitely, because this is a woman in her later years, late 50s, 60s. This would be a nice little church dress, summer barbecue.
So you don't think it works for a 26-year-old in Tulum is what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, so when I see a metallic green apple color or a metallic purpley color,
yeah.
It just really gives Le Chateau Serac.
Yep.
And I can't think of anything else.
Screams 2009.
Screams 09, yeah. Le Chateau, just before they went bankrupt.
Yes.
just before.
Just before. And this dress is why.
It didn't fit. It was a potato sack.
What the fuck was happening in the front? Just what the fuck?
We thought maybe it was backwards. Did she put it on wrong?
Is the front supposed to be an armhole? I don't know.
What is the point of the ties? Ugh. We're all for cleavage here. And it was it was not even edging cleavage. It was
asymmetrical. That should have been symmetrical.
Yeah, I don't.
Something was twisted.
Michelle Visage would hate that dress.
Michelle Visage.
And then mirroring her is Joey in this 90s Miami Vice outfit.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly.
It was awful.
This is where I started to get a little steamy for Joey again. Something about this douchey, unbuttoned
dad vibes.
Top with a gold chain. He could call me a slur and I'd be okay with it.
But he would never.
But he could, is what I'm saying. He has permission to do it.
Now, what I also noticed is he didn't notice this dress because he just could not stop smiling at her.
Yeah.
He was looking only at her face and into her eyes.
And that is testament to their connection because that dress was shocking.
Overcoming adversity through fashion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joey showing his bravery once again.
Once again showing us he's a brave, brave man. She does tell him a very cute story about how she's in love with him.
Great yeah. speech.
Great speech.
Told her, hot Great dad, speech. My boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's falling. He's falling too, but she's falling. She's in love, he's falling.
And he did not say a single word about that to Rachel.
Nothing. None.
Couldn't even.
Nothing.
No.
So we know this is different.
Writing's on the wall.
Writing's on the wall. We love it.
Shame.
Or is it on the note that she leaves on
the floor? The writing is on the ominous note.
Ominous.
Scary.
Scary.
So scary.
And that's it.
But she's she's so happy. And then all three of us were but remember what Leslie said.
Yeah. Don't forget your new doubts. The new doubts.
You still could lose. Remember that you could lose.
You may not be the one.
But then they go into their room. She has the best room.
The nicest of the three.
Oh, they have a grotto.
This was
modern.
This was legit.
Contemporary, earthy tones. Massive backdrop behind the king size bed. Large format tile in the kitchen. Floating vanity shelves, gas stove.
Sell it, Thomas.
Was moving into this.
You're moving in. You're selling it. I'm not sure. One of both.
We love a grotto.
Listen.
It's a room, I will say. It's a room for
a girl from my office said she's currently in Tulum trying to sell real estate, and I'm there.
Available.
I'm there. I'm available now.
Mentally, you're there.
Mentally, you are there. No, that's it.
No, that's it, yeah.
Okay, is she our winner? Is she the winner?
First of all,
they woke up the next morning.
She's not our winner.
Okay, wait, but they woke up the next morning. They for sure fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're making out on the counter.
He's picking her up, putting her on the counter.
She's tousled.
Freshly fucked hair.
Please.
Yeah. Do you think they're allowed to have morning sex?
Oh, for sure.
Why not?
I'm sure they have.
But, when they're, because, this was, they wanted to again.
The cameras probably told them what time they would show up.
Oh, okay. So they do before, but then once they start filming.
Because the girls all have their tops on in bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I know anything.
And Joey's wearing clothes in bed.
There's no sleeping with a top on.
No.
I haven't slept in clothes or even underwear in 15 fucking years.
Okay, well, I wear obviously fleece. But when I'm with a man, maybe it's a little different. I wouldn't know that's been so long.
Never nude by yourself. Always nude with
always
a man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, so I think they must schedule it to be like, well, let's set an alarm for 4:30 because they'll be here at 6.
So you know when to stop fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
How can, that's just courtesy.
That's, yeah.
It's actually respectful.
It's so respectful. Yeah.
It's about respect.
Yeah.
All right.
They're cooking breakfast.
Yeah.
Joey gets eggshells in his eggs.
It's the first time he's ever made eggs.
100%. Yeah. 100% he's never done that before.
She's like, great. So much to look forward to.
I think she's, doesn't matter. She's into
it. No, she's into it.
They're, she's a domestic girl.
They are in love.
Yeah. As you did say, love us.
Love us.
Love us.
Love us.
For sure. I hope they, I just, I think if you have a grotto, you have to have sex in it.
They did.
They have
like you just you can't, that would be disrespectful to the grotto.
My only concern is when we got the weird camera angle up through the glass floor, the circular glass floor, where is that floor to?
Yeah, who's under there?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because I would for sure fuck in that grotto, but there would be someone watching a really awkward under angle, which is not my best angle.
When you're in love, you don't care.
It's like the daycare for the hotel.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thomas,
it's the other side of the ground that has a slide.
Yeah. It's just really close.
And honorable mention to what we assume is a nice bathing suit. The purple. The one-shoulder purple one-piece like that is really just a little connection of bathing suit between two pieces.
That's like a Vegas pool party bathing suit.
Totally. We didn't get a full
Which is a shame. Luke.
Yeah. It could have been the winning look tonight. We're begging for one.
We really are. And now are we ready to move on to Daisy?
Well, we're not going to get a winning
look. If we have to.
We definitely
do. We fucking have to? I mean, I'm so excited. Oh my God.
No one's been excited for this.
No.
Daisy, not excited. No. Sandra, not exciting.
She doesn't look bad. The yellow two-piece crochet two-piece thing.
Yeah.
We all said, okay, this is not that bad. Okay. This is okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Serviceable.
I will say it's one of her best.
Yeah. Ooh, truly.
That's it is. Bullying.
I don't know. I was expecting, I feel like Sandra really brought the energy.
She brought so before, much energy.
But this time I felt like she was very subdued. She was really trying to like pull something out of Daisy, and Daisy was not giving her much.
Sandra should have been matched with Kelsey.
Yes.
Their energy would have been so good together.
Leslie would have ruined Daisy.
Yeah, just destroyed. And I think that would have been good TV.
I really think this conversation was about nothing.
Yeah. But I liked how she was like, make it sexy.
Oh, she? That, yeah. Exert your sexual energy.
That's what she said. She was like, practice making babies. That's good advice.
That is
and
good
Daisy advice. Took that advice.
That's good advice.
She did. That was the best advice she could have gotten.
She really did because she's all over Joey as soon as she sees him.
Yeah.
Yeah. She makes a point.
Run and jump. She's wearing athleisure. They have a little chat and then she says, wait a second.
It
one more thing.
So cheesy and forced.
And it was actually really gross.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, because I feel like him and Kelsey are good at making out.
Yeah.
This was not hot to me.
It wasn't organic.
Yes.
And like, I'm all for like a turn away grab situation.
Yeah, of course.
But that was gross.
We all were like, ooh.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. They also didn't give us the side angle. They gave us like a three quarter because I think they knew it was gross.
So they're like, they want to see more of Joey's head. They want to see it. Yeah.
Just the curls from the back.
The curls. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yes.
So funny.
They hop on an ATV.
Fun.
Which she really needed athleisure for.
Well, what else?
What do you wear? I guess, what do you wear?
What else are you going to wear? Gotta have a sports bra.
It's true.
Keep the girls in. I mean,
They looked pretty big. I will say, they looked pretty big in the sports bra.
I didn't notice. That's why I paused there. I was like, I don't remember. But I don't remember much about her. So, I find her boring.
What else is new?
Just have to say it. Be brave and say it. I find her boring.
She is boring.
Jess, you're so brave. Braver than any U.S. Marine.
Braver, yeah. Thank you so much.
The serving you do for our country exceeds any.
Slay, serve, survive.
Oh my God.
While they're ATVing, this is what we start to see the cutaways of Kelsey spiraling.
Oh, she's reeling, yeah.
And I wish they had just had, like, Leslie's voice in her ear.
Yeah.
just a backtrack.
You'll never win. Remember, there's a chance at losing.
Remember they were talking about how they have, like, the voice of their mothers on their shoulders?
Yes.
But it's just Leslie.
It's just Leslie. Leslie being, don't be too confident, like I was.
Yeah. Just only 95%.
Don't one of three. 30%, bam. Yeah.
Protect and guard your heart. Yeah. We have that cutaway. We have then the hardcore makeout in the shower. Daisy and Joey.
That was like shocking.
It's distressing.
I feel assaulted.
Yeah. He seems into it.
Oh, well, he loves it.
Joey, out of everyone, I think out of every Bachelor, even out of every Bachelorette season I've ever seen, which is about 5 or 6, not a lot, he loves kisses the most.
Yeah.
He, and I also love a kiss. And I surely would love a kiss with him. I'm just assuming.
Let's make it happen. But you're taken now with Kelsey.
So, oh my God. So, well, you know, gay people, we're open. But he, like, every chance, Kelsey was, like, AR-17 fucking kissing him on the boat, and then Daisy kissing him a lot.
It's very different vibes for the making out.
And
it's
just, yeah.
And this isn't sexy to me.
Well, No.
I think we could say a lot about that last point, the lack of sexiness, but I don't think we should. I think we should move on.
Well, yeah. If we must.
Dinner?
To dinner, yes. The worst outfits. I mean, okay, it's hard to decide what the worst outfits are, but these
That's what we should
two...
decide at the end.
Okay, yeah, let's keep it open then. I would say these are both hideous outfits.
Yes.
And it's rare he lets us down. Yeah, bad. He dropped us.
I just think, menswear is easy.
Yes,
this was bad.
Messed it up. His style, shame on his style.
Do we think... The problem is his shirt wasn't even, like, pink. It was, I washed it with a red sock.
Pink. Yes.
Like, it wasn't even pink. It was just like, it was like low battery pink. It was the LaCroix of fucking shirts.
Yes.
It was
a whisper.
It was, the shirt actually was made in a white factory, but the pink factory was next door. Mm. Like, it just,
make
it just
make and tame.
Yeah, make and tame traces of pink. And then Daisy's dress, which I'm going to say, like, could be okay. Could be. Definitely not with the clunkiest, ugliest black shoes.
Why? She always wears...
horrific shoe wear.
Bad shoes.
Yeah.
Like a white... I feel like white dress, satin...
strappy sandal.
Like, yes!
It has to be a strappy sandal.
I think it's the only option.
In fact, Rachel's strappy sandal that we saw undone on the floor as the morning after they had sex shot.
Yes.
That's the shoe one. For her dress.
Absolutely.
Maybe an ugly-ass fucking beach wedge that you saw a lot in Cabo.
Ugh.
These look like orthopedics.
They did.
But also, this is just a white tube dress.
Yeah.
It does nothing for her.
It's not great.
It's not pretty. And she looked so good last week at the rose ceremony.
Yeah. In the red.
In the red.
Oh, she did.
So, like, we know that it's...
There's
potential. Like, her boobs were pushed up. She looked... flattered her body.
Yeah. Great shape to her.
Was, like, again, another potato sack.
How can we go from such a strong rose ceremony showing to this whole episode of garbage?
I think the answer is that the dress was borrowed.
Yeah, true.
Not our own choice.
Yeah. It's very upsetting to me.
Anyways, they look aesthetically similar.
Yeah,
bad.
Actually, they do look like they got ready together. Yeah.
Poorly, yeah. Blind. They both got ready together without their eyes. Yeah. Lights are out.
Oh my God. She gets vulnerable at dinner.
Like, does she?
Gets a little, you know.
And he says, why are you crying? And she says, I'm just really thankful.
I've never cried in a thank you before.
Thankful, yeah. No, not ever. Not ever.
I've actually done quite a lot of crying lately. None of them are in gratitude.
Not of joy.
But Daisy's in love.
Yep, she says
but
it.
Is she?
He says it back. Falling.
Our boots on the ground Floridian correspondent Ashley seems to believe she's a producer plant.
Just an actress?
Yeah. Didn't audition for the show or for Joey because Ashley's perspective is that she is a bachelorette plant. So she's not there for the lead. But she'll go as far as she goes with no intention to finish.
Yeah.
So she's meant to be the next Bachelor.
That's
however,
that is the group consensus.
Then Maria showed up.
Exactly.
But exactly. People love, Americans love Daisy.
Oh, they're
but
obsessed.
I don't know if as much as they love Maria. Maria
now.
Got a huge, I mean, famously her Instagram following is the most.
Famously, like 10 times more screen time.
And you know that I'm a Maria fan.
Me too.
Big fan.
And
everyone knows.
You're sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for checking, though. It's good to clarify.
Yeah.
But I think that Americans, like middle America, love Stacey. Maria,
where she's from,
is cool, you know, and she has an attitude and is funny and like quick-witted. Like those are the things that all of the cross-wearing middle Americans, they're not.
They're different brands.
They're different brands. Yeah. And so it'll be interesting to see which way they take us.
Or both.
An ultimate showdown?
Oh, no. Like, we've done... They've had, like... Remember that year they did a Katie Bachelorette and a Michelle Bachelorette
same year? I was thinking...
Brittany Caitlin Bristow.
Brittany Caitlin Bristow.
No.
Or a Gavin Ratch.
Yeah.
Or a Gavin Ratch.
Gavin Ratch would be hilarious.
I miss the days of Caitlin Bristow and Brittany where the men chose.
That... I mean, it was just one night and it was brutal.
It was so brutal.
Ooh.
Everyone would choose Maria.
Come on.
I just can't even imagine.
There's no way.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, they like cry, say that they're falling in love with each other. Now, does Daisy say she's in love with him?
No.
Or does she says I'm falling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Kelsey's in the deepest.
Kelsey is the only one.
Yeah, she's the most emotional.
And to be honest, I thought they seemed the most real together.
Unfortunately, authentic, I would agree.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, I am not that happy with any outcome at this point. I mean, I'm happy for our boy.
Yeah.
But
I wish that the viewer or the listeners could see what you just did. Like you said, my boy. You tapped your chest and then did a peace sign.
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
Choices.
Choices.
That's my baby girl right there. Yeah. I want him to be happy, but like with someone that I like, you know?
Of course. Well, that's not going to happen.
It's not.
There's nothing has ever been more clear to any of us, I think, as we watch this, that we'll just never see Rachel again.
Yeah.
I think she has exited.
Yeah, she's gone. Like, yeah. There's nothing. We keep getting flashbacks and cutbacks to Kelsey.
Reeling.
She's going to his door.
There's timestamps.
Rachel's back in Hawaii. Like, yeah. She's on ship. She's
done. They were like,
she's clocked in.
Yeah, she's at the hospital.
PPE on.
Yeah.
or at least Rancho Cucamonga.
Yes. Yeah.
But yes, this is when we get some cutaways because we have Daisy and him obviously goes to the fantasy suites. They're waking up together and then we get
ugliest of the three suites.
Worst room.
I gotta say.
Ugliest, the worst room. And we'll talk about her lingerie as well in a second. But then it says it's 4 a.m. or I know it's 4 p.m.
because it was 6:02 or 16:02.
Yeah, and then we have.
Oh yeah, I wrote it down. 4:02, and then
she's going to his door, knocking on it. He's not there. Nope. She goes back. She writes the ominous note.
We need to talk.
Kelsey. That's a horrible note to
it's
receive.
It's a horrible note.
There could be so many like. Hey, I'm just having like me writing a note. Hey, I'm just having a little tiny panic attack right now. If you have like 5 minutes to talk, would love it.
Which is, I think,
but
what
if not, totally fine.
Yeah.
And
so, cool if not. Cool if not.
I think that's what the note is, potentially.
Yeah, it is. She's not leaving.
But it is coming across like
ominous.
She's leaving.
As fuck, yeah.
And that's his biggest fear.
It is.
His biggest fear.
He realizes this when he returns at 8:49.
8:49, which is many hours later.
Many hours later.
Where was he?
We don't know.
Different outfit from when he left Daisy.
Yeah.
So he had showered her body off of him, as I'm going to say politely, not what I was saying earlier. gone, maybe went out, played some tennis with Jesse, maybe.
Okay,
didn't air, thank
jeans.
Fucking God.
Yeah.
Went for a little walk, had a little late lunch, a little lunner, if you will.
Yeah.
Oh, no, late dinner. It was 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Late dinner.
Yeah.
Walked along the beach, contemplated maybe a little bit.
It'd be awesome if he was wasted.
Oh my
and then he
God.
Came back and he had to like lean
what
on the
fuck
door.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. He just rips it
not
off.
Tonight. Not tonight. Uh-huh. Okay, we have to backtrack a little bit because we need to talk about Daisy's ugly morning look.
What kind of fucking doily ass Easter Monday grandma fucking negligee is this?
One of you said that it was passed down to her from her mom.
That was droll.
As she was leaving, she says, honey, take this.
Yeah, it did serve me well.
And she's like, thanks, Ma.
Horrific.
It was ugly, bad length, not pretty at all.
No.
Like, I think you're supposed to look cute.
And there's so many different styles. So I do appreciate, you know, if she likes a more classic look for lingerie.
Style.
But there are nice ones that still are classic.
Rachel's was gorgeous.
And sexy. Yeah.
Yeah.
This was awful.
To be honest, she should have just worn that Lululemon sports bra.
Yeah.
That was prettier.
It was nicer. Dare I say, it was her best look.
It was her best look.
Yikers. That's a big yikes for me.
That reminds me of Ratch on her season when we always thought her left leisure was the best.
Oh my God. Green crisscross sports bra. Oh, I'll never forget. It's gorgeous.
It was her best.
Mother of the bride looks? Couldn't remember.
No.
Yeah. Joey does have a hickey here.
Fully. Small hickey.
And to that I say, who gives hickeys?
23-year-olds?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I was gonna, like, but do they?
High school students?
Yeah.
Yeah, as jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or those, you know that, like, gross couple, like, the smoke pit couple in, like, 10th grade?
They have to show their
and
love.
The, yeah, and the guy always had, like, 17, his neck was, like, fucking galaxy. It was so purple and disgusting.
Ugh, gross.
Just with his pajama pants.
And she was always in pajama pants.
Yeah.
SpongeBob ones. SpongeBob ones.
Yeah. One of the funniest moments of my life was my parents came to visit here, and Pauline had just moved here, and she hooked up with a guy the night before. My sister. I shouldn't say her name. Sorry, girl. And she had a huge hickey on her neck. And we had to go for dinner with my parents, and she had to wear a scarf, and it was so hot. She was, my parents were like, why are you wearing that scarf?
Sweating. I'm just cold. I'm just really cold.
That's incredible.
So funny.
Oh, my God.
Love you.
Yeah, I've never, I can't say I've had, she doesn't listen. She supports from afar.
Yeah, she does.
I've never had... I was text flirting a guy once and then sent, it wasn't suggestive, but almost could have been suggestive, but I was texting my dad at the same time, and one text went to the wrong recipient, but it was okay. It wasn't like, I want to swallow it. It was just, it was normal. It was fine.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah, it was very dangerous at the time.
Man. That's why you don't date someone who has the same name as your father.
No, it was just switching back and forth between conversations so quickly.
Critical.
Yeah.
Oh, we digress.
What a time.
What a time. So do we think that hickey, this is a good question.
Came from Daisy?
Was it from Daisy?
Or was it like a day old?
Yeah.
From Kelsey.
Finally showed up the second morning.
And we know it's not from Rachel because she couldn't move her jaw.
No, yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't suction.
There was no suction happening
Quite weak jaw strength that evening.
Oh.
It wasn't Daisy.
I think it was Daisy. Because I think that Daisy, she just gives me those vibes. Like, a little bit, like, inexperienced, you know? Like,
trying to be freaky?
Yeah.
Trying to follow Sandra's advice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A sexy little hickey said nobody.
Or she's the freakiest one out of all of them because she's the opposite, you know? Like, who knows?
There is so just, hard to tell. I swear on my lineage and my bloodline that she is the most vanilla person.
This is Game of Thrones.
It is. That's a starfish right there. Sorry. Love ya. I don't. But.
Now we're just lying on the podcast.
Now we're just lying. Yeah. We are truth tellers.
Sorry. I do champion the truth. And okay, the truth so is what was lights your, off, t-shirt on.
What was your least favorite look tonight?
Pippi Longstocking was my least favorite look.
Ooh.
The hair?
In combination with the bad shirt.
The hair it was a double loose yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Honestly, it was the combo of that pink shirt, darker pink blazer, and the whole look of the couple.
I was going to say, so you're coming for Joey.
Both of them. That the combo look for Daisy's dinner was the worst look for me.
That's mine, too. Yeah. I it's hard, though, because there's so much to choose from. It's quite
a hefty pool.
The green dress was... Both green dresses.
The green dresses were horrid.
Were so ugly.
The first one was Rachel's entrance look of the day. It was like just a no. Not pretty.
Yeah. Daisy's yellow tie-dye dress at the beginning.
Ugh.
Also a no.
Best of the three, which is saying nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelsey's, she was wearing the white t-shirt with the blue
shorts.
Skirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that reminded me of like when I was in high school. That's what we would wear. Like, it's very 2000s.
Very youthful.
Yeah. Very youthful.
Well, unfortunately, we are old enough that fashion trends when we were teenagers
are back
circulating.
It's true. Yeah.
If I see a thin eyebrow.
Oh, they're back.
It's ending.
I couldn't possibly. Got these ones tattooed on. I don't know how can I go back? Don't do it, girls. Yeah. Don't do it.
Do not
pluck. You'll regret. You'll regret.
Yeah. If you want to pluck, just put the tweezers
put
down.
Put them down. Put them down. Embrace the brow.
Natural will come back.
It will.
It always does.
Yeah.
And just consider a mid-rise. We don't need a low-rise, Jean. Just consider a mid-rise.
Just think about it.
We also did, we did clock that the new wing eyeliner
yes.
is a wide, more thin, flat
yeah.
Wing.
Yeah, let, credit where credit is due.
Kelsey's eye makeup was incredible.
Looked great. Her hair when it was in the ponytail when she was talking to Leslie
yeah.
was, she looked amazing. That was, she looked very beautiful. All
yes,
three of us
she did.
Commented
she
on
did.
That.
And the saltwater air did her hair a service.
Yes. Oh. Yes. So out of, there wasn't much to compliment.
Not the
by
looks.
By way of looks.
But.
Luke's.
But
the
hair makeup was
hair
okay.
Makeup was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, overall, night of a thousand terrible looks.
Rough night for us.
We don't get a rose ceremony. We get a to be continued. This is like our least favorite episode ever.
And yeah. a to be to get continued on something where we know what's going to happen. They're just going to talk and cry and then she's going to
stay.
Do
you think Kelsey's leaving? Absolutely
no.
not.
No.
She's going, this is really hard. And Joey's like, I forgot Rachel was even here. It's down to you and Daisy.
Yes. Yes. Surprise.
Rachel actually left.
Yeah. yeah.
She didn't even tell me. Yeah. She just knew. She just knew it was her
she
time.
She also left a note.
Yeah.
Didn't even read it.
Didn't even read it.
Yeah.
Are there any standout looks to talk about? Or is it just the balance?
Rachel's morning after pajamas were
yeah.
hot.
Okay.
And that one was my favorite. Mm. And, like, good.
Yeah.
And I liked Kelsey's...
yellow bikini?
Yellow, greeny yellow bikini top.
On the boat.
On the boat.
Yeah. That was cute.
That's all.
That's all.
That's literally all.
Yeah.
Dress? Anything? That's it.
That's it. Same. Roses?
Leslie. That is a legend right there.
Oh,
she came in
God.
And said, you're confident? Check yourself.
Yeah, check yourself.
You shouldn't be. And
you
want to
win?
You
might not. Have you considered that you'll lose, maybe?
My rose is just going to Susan 100%.
Always.
Because I just love seeing her.
You do.
I love
I
her
know.
So much.
I love
brightens
her.
My day.
Susan.
Ah, oh, Susan's here.
I can't believe she didn't serve meatballs.
Oh, I love her so much.
They don't really go well in tacos.
They do not.
And they make everyone gassy. We've learned.
Apparently.
We've learned.
Oh. Or was it the guac?
Yeah, like that's rough night for us.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to drag this out.
I didn't do my rose.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Jump in.
Wow. Mine goes to Rachel because she almost broke her jaw.
when she jumped in.
Yeah.
As she was leap of faithing off the cenote
cliff. That's tough for her. I think that ruined it for her. She She lost the time.
Nailed in the coffin.
It was nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame.
Poor gal.
I know. Just they always get rid of our favorites.
If she didn't have an injury and make it about herself and be embarrassed about wasting time when he was still with her in the hospital, I'd be like, so like, what's your parents like?
Yeah. Yeah, you never
hanging
know.
Out here, we have to wait anyway.
Honestly, I still think Joey likes Daisy more, and I don't know why.
And this
I
is what
so
I'm
too.
Saying is, what did it matter? I don't
no.
think it mattered.
I don't think it mattered, but it definitely ruined what could have been a fun day.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, very, I just, third place with no chance at silver.
Well, you don't think x-rays are fun?
At least they got right in.
Yeah.
They did. Yes. They really did. Make sure that she was healthy and safe.
They paid.
They called ahead.
They called ahead. They were like, we're coming in, and we're going to film it.
Yeah.
She's a nurse.
Yeah. Stat. All right.
Well, everyone, follow us on Instagram. I like this.
With three M's.
Three M's.
Rate us 5 out of 5 stars. Search for us on wherever you get your podcasts. I like this. 3 M's. Email us. We love you.
I like this podcast at gmail.com. We love you guys so fucking much. We just love our fans.
This is all for you.
It really is.
It really is.
Honestly, like, we're just so grateful that you guys listen every week and think we're so funny.
Tell us, yeah. Tell us what you think of our new name. Tell us if you might like it.
Tell us your least favorite look.
Oh, we want to hear it. We know I love an email.
Tell us if you think that Joey got that hickey from Daisy.
Yeah. Slide into the DMs. We all answer.
Mm-hmm.
We've had
do.
Some pretty sick DMs lately. Fucking sick DMs. Fucking sick. Fucking so sick. And then tell all next week.
Yes. It's gonna be great. I can't wait for the looks. Okay, this is we're gonna get rose ceremony looks and reunion looks.
It's night of a thousand nice dresses.
Hopefully.
Nice dresses. Well,
I feel like unfortunately gonna be a bunch of wrap neck scarf thingies.
Yeah.
And a lot of black. I'm thinking there's gonna be a lot of black.
In memoriam.
I just hope Maria and Sydney get in a fist fight on stage.
Yes.
I wanna see a right hook or a nice fling an elbow. I want to see it.
Maria would destroy.
Yeah.
Like, or
do you think,
no
wait,
question.
Do you think Sydney's going to come with her media training and just apologize?
She should. If she
that would be like her only way to salvage.
If she wants to be on the beach, she should.
That's, yes.
Yeah.
Because she will not be winning this war. And she has lost the battle.
Big time.
Yeah. Excited for next week.